Fuck's sakes. Someone had better be hurt or dead for them to be calling me this fucking late. Gripping the phone tight in my hand, I bark. What? There is silence on the other end for a moment. I snarl, ready to hang up, when a voice on the other end says, "Is this Wolf?" The voice is female, and not one I know. I may be considered a bit of a man whore by my friends, but I do know the women I've fucked. I don't forget a face or a voice, especially not one that sounds like it would sound damn hot screaming my name as I make her come. And my cock certainly agrees, if the way it's currently tenting the sheets is any indication. "Yeah?" I growl, still pissed off to be woken up at, Christ, 3 in the morning? Hard cock or not. "You need to come down here and pick up your friend," she informs me briskly. "Seems that he can't drive himself, and the last 2 people I've called haven't answered their phones, so lucky you, you're the one who drew the short straw." "Put him in a damn cab," I snap. "What the hell? Does this chick really think I'm going to drive to who knows where at this time of night? Especially after just going to bed a few precious hours ago?" "Seeing as the cab service stops at closing time, which was an hour ago," she informs me drolly. "That kind of makes it hard. Well, I mean, unless you want him to spread wings and fly." "Can't you lend him your broom?" I smirk, unable to help myself. Usually when it comes to women, I'm charming and damn good at getting them where I want them. But tonight, this woman gets to see the real me. The asshole. The one who doesn't like to get a phone call so damn late to bail out one of my friends. "It's in the shop," she quips back. "If you won't come, I'll just have to call the cops to come and get him." "Fuck, fine," I snap. "Where am I going?" I demand as I throw back the sheets and climb out of bed. "Ash and Embers," she answers briskly. "Know where it is?" "Yeah. Thank God. That's only a 10-minute drive away from me. Me and the guys from the shop have gone there more than a few times. It's an upcoming bar that has only been in business for about the last 6 months, but it's already making waves on the bar scene. I'll be there in 20. Then I hang up. I'm in it for the long haul. And as much as that should be scaring the ever-living shit out of me, it just feels right. Walking towards her, I murmur, "Hold still. Can't risk damaging this dress." I hear her breath hitch, but she doesn't reply, just waits. Thankfully, the zipper is smooth and easy to pull from the back of her neck and down the smooth curve of her spine to just above the swell of her ass. Brushing her hair over her shoulders, I lean down and trace my lips along the nape of her neck, enjoying the shiver that works its way through her skin. Her skin is smooth and smells of her signature soap and the subtle hints of perfume, and I can't resist the taste and feel of her. I trace my mouth down the curve of her back. My kiss is soft, light, and gentle. I feel her tremble, can hear the soft gasp with each brush of my mouth on her sensitive skin. "Wolf," she whispers when I reach the base of her spine. "You're so beautiful, baby," I murmur, straightening and slowly, carefully pushing the dress off her shoulders and watching as it falls from her body and slowly pools into a heap on the floor, leaving her standing there completely bare. My cock throbs at the sight of her. "Damn. Naughty girl," I growl, running my hands down her ribs just below the swell of her breast to the curve of her hip. "Not wearing any panties under this dress." "No panty lines in this dress allowed," she breathes out, trembling slightly under my touch. "Ash forbade me." I chuckle at that. "Yeah, I could see her saying that. Remind me again that I really need to thank her."